Hey class, Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. All right, great job by the guys in Jacksonville, coming away with a victory. Very good. That's exactly what you want. I decided let's take a look back at some of the protection issues that we had throughout the year. In the second half of the season, you still got to face Denver twice. You got to face San Diego again, and we know that disaster that happened with Kansas City. So let's see if we can correct some of the things with these guys up front as we look forward to the rest of the season. Now, in this instance, I want to point out the protection issues. Right now, you've got five guys. You've got four defensive linemen in the box. And this is the fifth most dangerous one. So in the philosophy of protection when it comes to the offensive line, Rodney's going to be eyeballing him. It's us five on one, two, three, four, five. Okay? Now, as we watch this play develop, it's a simple TE stunt. But what gives is Rodney allows way too much penetration by the nose guard. Ends up being a sack. Now, in this next example, I'm going to go back to the San Diego game because that seems to be the one game that the Raiders had the most problems with penetration and protection issues. Now, again, let's take the initial philosophy of the offensive line and the quarterback and the running back in this instance, DeAndre Washington. So, you look at the protection. One, two. Those two have that triangle. Three, four, five. Now, he runs a check with me system. In this instance, his eyes will go from here as one to here because there's a backup player. You can just see in the corner of the picture. The reason why is that if there's anyone that comes from this side and Rodney has to change the protection, then now these two become the most dangerous and that becomes the back's option to pick up. Now, the philosophy of the protection is going to be sound in this next example. But watch what happens as the play develops. Right guard Gabe Jackson, who's playing way too high, gives up way too much of his body. The pocket is collapsed. Derek has no place to step up. And then by the time he's aware of what's going on around him, the Chargers get a sack. So in two examples, we saw the interior protection break down rather quickly. And that cannot happen. Not only do you need sound communication when you're up there at the offensive line as the potential responsibilities blitz in where they're coming from, but you also have to have greater integrity on the interior offensive line, which means the two guards and the centers have got to hold the point of contact and keep these guys out of Derek Carr's face so he can step up in the pocket and make a throw down the field. All right, which brings us to this play, Kansas City game. I know it was a disaster of a game, but let's just look back and figure out how we can get better. In this instance, we'll take a look at the protection. He's got him. He's got him. Center's here, here, here. Now, with the safety being down to the hole, the check with me for the back becomes here to double up to there, okay? Now, as we watch this play develop, you're going to notice that the protection is sound. It's not the protection that breaks down. This one's going to fall on number four, our quarterback. He's going through his progression. Teams are going to play zone. We freeze it right here. Derek sees all of this wide open space. He wants to make a play. He's got the athletic ability to do it. But what he has to be mindful of is that there are plenty of people who are around you. And there are all kinds of times where hands are going to come into view that you don't necessarily see. In this instance, it proves to be detrimental because it's a turnover in the red zone. So what did we learn? We learned it's a team effort. Not only did the center and the offensive line have to be good, the quarterback has to be good as well. It's a team effort and offense that can take you to the next level. The Raiders have done well. They're in the lower part of the league as far as sacks given up, which is a total team effort. Wide receivers, quarterbacks, everybody involved. But it's going to take furthermore and a better part of that effort in the second half of the season. That's it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. I'm Lincoln Kennedy. I'll see you next week.